So why did you come here today?
Well, to have a meeting with my friend Jürgen. We met on the 9/11 team in Rome. Before I did not know him, and well, after that I read his book, which was for me a surprise because his work is unique on the Bosnian Jihad, and well, we used his own knowledge for the film, which is one, in fact, is one of the best part of my film Zero, because this kind of information is absolutely absent from the other analysis of 9/11. That means it is a good, very good point, a very strong point for the film to have this kind of information on the so-called 19 hijackers.
What are, in your opinion, what are like the key arguments against the official version?
Well, there is not a key argument. There are so many different key arguments that every of them can be seen as a limited one. No one is decisive. It's the overall picture deciding that the official version is completely fake. In general, I don't want to answer choosing one of them. Is it the all overall picture which shows that the question is false? Because well, some of them can today, tomorrow have some answer. Some of them cannot have any answer that what we already know. But is clear that all together are not fit for a real acceptation. It's impossible to accept the official version, taking all together and adding to the official version the international situation and the effect that the 9/11 produced on the world arena. We could certainly, the 9/11 did not begin the 9/11 in the morning. 9/11 began when the neocon wrote the first part of the new American century. This is the beginning, where it is very clear that they already thought that it was necessary a revolutionary change. That means this revolutionary change has not been imagined by the Muslim terrorists. This change has been imagined and probably planned to a certain extent by a certain group of neocon sitting in the United States. This is the very beginning.
What you're saying sounds quite revolutionary for a member of the European Parliament. What do your colleagues think about that?
They don't think nothing. The large majority of the member of the Parliament don't know nothing about this question. Their level of information is very similar to the level of information of normal citizen in the street. Maybe even worse, because people in the street sometimes read something, and the ignorance of many members of the European Parliament is evident. That means not only European, I mean in general. If I mean the Italian parliamentary, it's a desolating picture. That means they have accepted the official version without any reflection. And when I say that, I say the same thing for the right and for the left. There is no difference. When I organized the show of the film in the European Parliament, I was a little bit astonished. I am a pessimist in general, but well, when I watched that only 6 deputies were present in the Parliament to show the film, 6 deputies. What does it mean? The other were not interested, or I could say that they fear to be there. They had some fear because, well, to be there could be risky because, suddenly one journalist arrive and ask you with the microphone in the hands, what do you think about? And this is very dangerous because you have to answer, I don't know, or I don't agree, or I agree. All the 3 answers are very difficult to well, to defend. That means that they prefer to stay home or in their offices. And I repeat, this is a question not only for the right-wing deputies, but for the center, for the left-wing. And after that, some of them came after and told me, look, I knew that you were showing your film. May I watch your film privately? Privately.
So why would it be dangerous for a member of the parliament to show interest in the facts surrounding 9/11?
Well, because we are a colony of the United States. Very simple. And if we, if one member of the political elite afford the risk to be engaged in this kind of discussion, his political career can be finished very easily.
What happens then?
What happens? Happens that all the political elite of Europe are strictly connected with the political elite of the United States. They are dependent from that. And they cannot be independent in this situation where the power of pressure of the American leadership is so strong. And when I don't mean only some kind of influence. There are very concrete means to be pressured by the other. I remember very well that one time during the crisis, the Watergate crisis, Nixon. I read in the newspaper the registration of the conversation inside the White House when he was telling to his own advisor, look, give me the tax declaration of that son of a bitch. We will destroy him. Well, they can destroy everybody this way, for instance. They can do that. Echelon was not an invention. The European Parliament before this section, before my presence there, made a commission to inquire on the functioning of the echelon system. The echelon system was a system through which the administration or the secret services of the United States were informed about the economic activity almost everybody in Europe. Big enterprises have been controlled this way. And now the same? Now is the same. How many European citizens know that it does exist in Europe a system called the switch, which is practically controlling all the economic and financial transactions in Europe and in the world, certainly. And all this information is given, officially given, to the United States. How many know this? I received in my account, I have an account in one of the Italian banks last year, telling me, esteemed customer, you have to know that your information will pass through SWIFT. They informed me very, very kindly that all transaction I am doing is controlled not by the European authority, but the American authorities. Look, well, this is a little example of what they can do. Certainly, they are not interested, except statistically, in the economic account, in the finance account of a normal citizen. But if, well, we can imagine, suddenly, if they are interested to have the account of some prime minister of one of the European countries. Well, especially if this prime minister is of a little country, of one of the little country of Europe, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Hungary. Who can stop them? Who can control them? Nobody can control. That means when I see the behavior of our politician, sometimes I ask myself, how they can be so liars, so big liars? Why they do that? Against the interest of Europe, in fact. Look at the situation of the war in Georgia. they are continuously, well, the document which has been approved, which have been approved by the European Parliament, by the European Council, are telling in written form evident lies. They are speaking, for instance, of an invasion from Russia. Russia did not invade Georgia. They were telling, and even the President of the United States told by TV that Russia was taking to change the government in Georgia, that Tbilisi soon would be captured by the Russian forces. All of this was completely false information. This is written now in the official documents of the European Union. How they can lie this way? They lie because they fear.
Now back to the terror attacks. I mean, we've had some in Europe too. Who's behind that, and for what purpose?
Well, I believe that the idea was to change the story of the humankind. Not less. It is not a little operation. It was a huge change of political perspective. And I have my idea is that those who have information are people living in a very high tower. Normal people are living at the first stage of the tower. And our information is very little. They are living there. They know the future. And they are aware, I speak not of the political leaders. There are different people, not necessarily member of the political elite or of the visible political elite. They are much powerful. They have information. They know that the world is in a very critical situation. How they can continue to maintain a situation where the American way of life is much more higher than the possibility of the United States today? The indebtedness of the United States is a result of this American standard. This American standard is not anymore maintainable. They were aware about that. How to manage a situation where you are losing control of the world? How manage the situation when it is evident that China is becoming the biggest power? And tomorrow, China, India will be the biggest power. Tomorrow, not in 20, 30 centuries. Tomorrow. And it is not a case, it is not a strange coincidence that in the document of the project for the American century, for the new American century, so-called PNAC, it was written then in the year 2017, China will become the biggest danger for the national security of the United States. They were providing clearly that in a short period of time, China will be a big danger. How you manage a world, how you can manage a world in this situation? Only by fear. You have to create a super rearmament to gain an extraordinary superiority, strategic, military superiority, and create fear so that all the world will be under fear of a new enemy, of an uncontrollable enemy. And everybody will gather around the sole protection existing, that means the United States. All the ideology has been created in this way, and the 11th of September was perfect from this side, from this point, was perfect. Was the creation of fear, and they succeeded in that. They succeeded. Well, reflecting on the result of the 9/11, we can say without any doubt that they gained the fight. They obtained the result. We are in war already 7 years, and the war is growing, and the war is continuing, enlarging, becoming every day more dangerous. It's wonderful. It's what they wanted to do. This is my interpretation. in the broad sense, political sense.
So you being a member of the European Parliament, you said that it can be dangerous to publicly address this issue. Have you ever personally come across any kind of repression or any kind of negative action against you?
No, not so much. Well, some attack from the biggest Italian newspaper, yes. Some attempted to discredit myself, to cast doubt about my mental sanity and so on, something of this kind. But it is difficult to do, because I am, from this point of view, I am lucky. I have a long, not political, but journalist career. I have been 20 years in Russia, and in Italy everybody knows that I have been very careful always, and my work has never been criticized, even when I was correspondent for a communist newspaper. Well, I remember sometimes when somebody posed the question you gave me now, that I took the prize for the best foreign correspondent in 1988, when I was correspondent for L'Unità, which was the newspaper, the official newspaper of the Communist Party. That means even then, even at that time, everybody recognized that I am not some kind of foolish. That means it is very difficult to attack me from this point of view. They tried to do that, but I continue to respond to the interview of the Italian television channel. They recognize that I am one of the most informed expert of Russian problem and so on. And I have been elected to the European Parliament not being member of any party. Why have I been elected? I have been elected because there is a large amount of spectators and of readers of my works that believe in my analysis. Very simple. That means it's till now has been very difficult to destroy my work with calumnies and so on. In this situation, the best way to fight against my idea is to be silent, which has been what they have done. I remember that my first book was, the title was The Infinite War. And I wrote this book immediately after 9/11. In fact, I was writing the book exactly during September, October, November, December. The book was published in 2002 at the very beginning. And the book sold, if my information are good, more than 100,000 copies. In Italy is a huge, huge number. This book has been in the first four or five places of the all the list
bestsellers
for more than 6 months. Well, you believe it, you or not, that book had not had any one article in the Italian press. It was ignored by the media, completely ignored, by television, by newspapers, even La Stampa, which is the newspaper with which sometimes I work, did not publish any recension of that book.
Why is that?
Well, because it is difficult to destroy this analysis. And the only way to face this situation is to be silent, ignore, and ignore.
You are the representative of a hopeful, let's say, of a group of people that that many people put a lot of hope in, and they hope that now that a member of the parliament has become aware of this and is actively fighting for truth, that maybe other parliamentarians will do alike. What do you think about that? Do you think there will be others?
I believe so, yes. The question is a question of time, the question of speaking, of showing. In fact, the film is very important, and the film in general are very important, but this is particularly important because you cannot tell about 9/11 with the words. You have to show. You made the film also because you understood that the images are much powerful than the words. We are living in the world of images, and 2 billion people watched 9/11, and the younger maybe did not watch the youngest. Making a film to show another version is much more important. And I have seen, I have experienced that when I show the film has a big impact on the psychology of everybody. And also many deputies, which were not in that moment during the parliament, but after that they watched the film and they have been impressed and they begin to understand and so on. I believe that this is will enlarge the circle of those who at least have some doubt about what happened, which is a very, very important step forward. Simply have the idea that, well, something was not so simple as the official version tells.
You called the media in one of your publications, you called them la máquina de sogni, machine of dreams.
And lies. The big fabric of lies and dreams. Yes, exactly.
What can you tell me about the mechanisms of this?
Well, it's a very, well, to resume, it's a very long discussion on that point. I believe that this situation where television and in general moving images are becoming the everyday life for billions of people all over the world, the idea of exchanging information has been completely changed. And those who has in their hands the possibility to control this kind of system are much, much powerful than before. Never, never in the history of humankind, and I should say of the last century, the situation was so changed. And it is not only a question of strictly of information, because, well, I made a little account. 90% of what we are watching every day is not information in the strict sense of the word. More than 90%, 95% of what we are watching is advertising and entertainment. And the most part of ideas are passing not through information, are passing through entertainment and especially through advertising. That means we have to examine the question of communication in another sense. We had continuously, we hear now also very much rhetoric about the new age, the global village, and so on, stupid things without any content. The global village is the village of advertising. We are living in advertising. And the idea of the majority, the large majority, overwhelming majority of the population are created by advertising and entertainment. And that means if we want to have another man, and we would like, we should have another man, because we are going to hell altogether this way. We are finishing. Now, this society is dying. It's dying. And we need a new man, open, capable to control what they are watching. 90% of what they are watching, it is out of their control, out of their rational control. That means what I say when I say lie and dreams are the same thing, different way of manipulating people. And we need a new idea of communication, of a democratic communication. I created in Italy a site, an organization, which name is Megachip. Mega, because mega is big, chip is computer, chip is little, big, little. We need another way of thinking communication. And I believe, in fact, that it will be very difficult to have a democratic society in this situation if we don't create a new democratic system of communication. 9/11 produced many things in the same time. Well, the first is clear that a part, I believe a huge part of the all the terrorist action are connected, but not by a simple terrorist idea. They are connected by a very complicated network of connection. There are secret services, absolutely clear. There are part of terrorist network existing autonomously. There are other who are intertwined with the secret services and the terrorism. There is a contiguity of all the things. It's impossible to fix the behavior of every of this action. I can say one thing, but it is not a discovery. It is not even astonishing to tell this. I believe that there are different terrorist lines working all together and in the same time, parallelly. There is not only one terrorism, there are different terrorism. Sometimes they gather together, sometimes they cross themselves among the, sometimes they are acting jointly. And the secret services are always present in this operation, it's evident. And is a result of the end of democracy. Because we are in a situation in the last 25, 30 years where the lack or diminishing influence of democratic life in the West is producing a growth of the function of the secret services. If you have not to create a consensus around political decision, if you are taking decision against the majority of the people, you have to lie and you have to act undercover. And you have to, not to convince, but to fray, to create fear. And this is a function of the secret services. For that reason, we are witnessing a growth of their influence on the political life of the world. They can create a war against the will of the government to whom they participate. There are American journalists, very good American journalists, already telling this story with a very high level of confidence in their sources inside the secret services. When they say that in the CIA, in the FBI, there are groups working independently by the secret services, special groups under, without any control, doing what they want, having a huge amount of money, they can do what they want and nobody will control them. That means we can have a war created not by a government, but by some kind of group. And this kind of group are connected with the terrorist at the time. The terrorist is always used, well, the kamikaze, the stupid, the fanatic, is always at disposal. There are so many. You don't need to look for them. You will find in the street every day. You can choose them, you can use them, you can kill them if it is necessary. And they will do everything believing that they are doing what they want. It's evident. The modern democratic society should begin a work for media education because everybody is watching images. But and has the impression to understand. This is the biggest lie. People has the impression to understand, but they in fact don't understand what is going on. To dominate the images, you have to know the grammar of the images. You have to know the syntaxes of the images. And the most part of the population has no any idea about that. That means in Italy, the old woman watching television and old man says, I have seen on TV. That is the truth, the synonymous of the truth. We know that it is exactly the contrary. We can do with these images what we want. We are entering the era, we already entered the era where every image can be fully created, not falsified, fully created a virtual reality. Now we are already in this situation. That means how we can have a democracy if millions of people don't know this language? We are coming back to the old era when the majority of the population was not informed at all. There were some monasteries where two or three people knowing the language were copying the language. After that arrived Gutenberg, and everybody understood the knowledge, had the knowledge. Now we are coming on reverse, having a huge technological possibility, while millions of people are analphabet in substance. Well, we need media education, that millions of people learn the language of images, the sole way to give them freedom to be for not being manipulated. This is a main question. And 9/11, from this point of view, is a wonderful, the best paradigm. Because in that moment, in that hours, beginning 8:43, 9/11, the world has changed through a television program. All the world, or I mean 2 billion people, more or less, watched the same images, believing that they were watching the truth, all together having the same feelings, the same fear. Never happened before. I mean, if we wanted to reflect on our future, we have 9/11 as a big example of a situation where this is not important. Who did that? Everybody who did that was aware that the power of images was enormous, never seen before. That means this is a point. 9/11 is a paradigm for many things, for the situation of energy, for the situation of power, for the situation of politics, democracy, communication, everything is there. I don't believe that Osama bin Laden was so smart and so intelligent to understand all these things together. I don't believe. This is a mind. This is a product of a modern Western mind. It's a modern technological Western mind.